You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a training report. The Avs and the New York Rangers game last night went all the way through overtime tied. So that ended up, Jeremy, in the classic shootout.
Always love the shootout.
Isn't it fun?
It's intense.
And the Avalanche came out on top.
Hooray!
We won! Hooray for us!
Good job, guys.
Now they get a few days to rest up. It's funny, too, because they're just going down the road from New York to New Jersey, but they don't play again until Friday, so they just kind of sit around and twiddle their pucks, I guess. Meanwhile, the Nuggets are hosting LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers tonight.
Nice. Be a good game.
He's going to be jumping at Ball Arena, man.
Yeah.
I'm not a big U2 fan. I know some people are like, what? I love U2. That's great. Look, it's just not for me. Weren't they the ones that, what was the album that they got on everyone's list because it automatically uploaded to everyone's like iTunes or something?
Oh, that's right. God, that was remember a while that? Ago. Yeah. If you bought an iPhone, it came preloaded with the U2 album or something.
Yeah, and we didn't like that. Anyway, Bono says he's very proud of their last two albums, Songs of Innocence and Songs of Experience. But he says those albums didn't accomplish what the band set out to do. He says, we wanted to connect with pop charts over the last two albums, and we failed. So what are they going to do? They're going to come back loud and noisy, uncompromising.
Oh, boy.
He calls it an unreasonable guitar album.
All right. Tear it up, Bono.
Bono says, we need to put the firepower of rock and roll back. I don't know who's going to make our F-off rock and roll album, meaning who's going to produce it, but I guess they're going to come back and just really rock
tear it up, huh? All right.
Here's the funny thing. I say that I'm not a big U2 fan, but they have a couple of songs that I did really like. I wonder if we should play one out of trending. Can we play one of their rockier songs?
We don't want to play that.
Like,
no.
That's wimpy.
No, throw myself down the stairs.
I might dig up a rockin' U2 song just to give them their props. Are you okay with that?
I am not the biggest YouTube fan, but there's a lot of people that are, so...
Well, look,
something different.
They do a show here. It'll sell out in 4 minutes.
Sure,
so we know
it will.
People love them.
Yep.
All right. I will dig up some U2 to play here after the trending report.
There you go.
Who are the scariest villains from horror movies?
Ooh.
They went out and did a little, they call it the villain effectiveness score. They calculated using the average number of kills that the villain, you know, finishes off. Along with jump scares. You were just talking about jump scares in some study the other day.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're putting Michael Myers from Halloween at number one. And the reason I bring this up, too, is that I love number two. It's one of the most... I don't know if it survives the test of time, because the movie is now over 40 years old. But I thought one of the more underrated horror movies was American Werewolf in London.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Yeah, and it's got enough mixture of, like, comic relief in it.
Yeah.
Plus just creepy werewolf movie.
Nice.
So, anyway, that was number
two. I made it about halfway through a scary movie yesterday. I was like, I'm going to pop something on. Yeah, I was a big fan of the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark books growing up. There was like three or four or five, I don't know how many. So they turned it into a movie a couple years ago, and it just dropped on Netflix. I was like, oh my God, I got to watch this just to see if it reminds me of the books. I made it halfway through yesterday, not because I was scared, because it was just so stupid.
Not because
it's
I was
so
scared.
Cliche. It's just... Ugh, and you know where all the scares are coming. I just shut it off. I was like, this is stupid. I can't continue.
That's
I'm not wasting my time.
That's kind of funny to me.
This is dumb.
Well, good for you. Hey, speaking of movies, this is the 40th anniversary this year of E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
All right.
Holy crap, 40 years. I hosted the movie premiere of that when it came out for our radio station. We filled
Did
up
you
a
really?
Theater. Yeah, we filled
That's
up a
hilarious.
Theater with listeners, and I was the host. That was decades ago. Anyway, somebody wanted to figure out when E.T. phoned home, how much would that actually cost? So what they did... is they used the AT&T, what do they call it, AT&T's whatever, something with AT&T. Anyway, here's what they figured. Oh, AT&T call data. They said his home planet is 3 million light years from us. That is, that works out to 17 quintillion miles away. So at a rate of 0.004 cents a mile, a 10-minute call would cost $76 quadrillion.
Holy cow. I can't even comprehend that.
They say that is the equivalent of the entire planet's phone bill for 25,000 years.
No.
It's just one of those silly things. Whatever. What else is trending?
Let's talk Halloween candy, because Mr. E.T. liked his Reese's Pieces. Yeah. The people at thecandystore.com have released their annual list of the worst Halloween candies. Mwah, 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 mwah. Here's your top three. I'll go three up. Number three, peanut butter kisses. What are peanut butter kisses?
Those
like Hershey's
are the ones,
kisses, but peanut butter?
No, they're those weird little things that come wrapped just like in a... like a, almost a see-through cellophane.
Oh, they're like
wrapper.
Like a taffy almost, but they're yep. the peanut butter. They're called yep. peanut butter kisses?
Yeah, people aren't really sure what they
those are.
Those are
garbage.
But they're supposedly peanut butter flavored.
Those are crap. So right. that's number three. Number two is candy corn, which I get because that is the worst candy on the planet. And then number one, circus peanuts. My delicious, tasty, scrumptious circus peanuts came in at number one. Who's handing out circus peanuts? That's what I want to know. Like an individual peanut in each bag or a an entire bag of circus peanuts? I don't know.
I saw some photo. It showed almost like a fun-sized little tiny bag that probably
okay.
had two or three in
I
it.
I didn't know that existed. I would be handing mm-hmm. those out. I think the circus peanut gets a bad rap because it's just kind of an easy go-to to poke fun at. So it always ends up on these worst candy lists. When
I saw
I think
that,
everybody secretly likes them. It's like Nickelback. It's the Nickelback back of the candy world, the circus
it's
peanut.
It's trendy to dislike them.
Yeah, it is.
I noticed that some people on this list also chose Necco wafers.
Mm-hmm. Crunchy.
Which are, as they describe here, dry and chalky.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like Necco
Me
wafers.
Me too. I think yeah. they're tasty. I got no beef
this
with the wafer.
This week's Mindbender Club poll question is what candy or treat should be banned from all future Halloweens. So a lot of these are showing up.
I bet, yeah. I
but
bet.
It just gets, you know, people like to, people love to say what they hate.
They love to bash candy.
They do.
It's the one thing they know is candy. I did see this weird survey. Did I write it down? It was this survey talking about how Americans desperately want and enjoy office Halloween parties. It was like 77% of all employees out there want the office Halloween party. And I'm like, hells to the no, I don't want to do that. I hate those.
You don't like office parties, period.
It was funny. I was at the dentist about a week ago, and, you know, they're making the small talk while she's scraping my teeth, and she's like, are you dressing up for Halloween? I was like, no, I'm not. And she's like, well, we are here. She's like, I already got my costume picked out. I'm going to be a beekeeper, and so-and-so is going to be a dragon, and so-and-so is going to be a unicorn. And when I got home, I looked at my wife, and I said, please remind me to never book my dental appointment on October 31st.
That might be kind of fun.
I don't want to be laying there with a beekeeper cleaning my teeth. It's like I couldn't handle it. I do not want to do that. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer this morning, but there is some financial news out this morning. A survey out that Americans now are expecting that they will need $1.25 million to retire comfortably. That's up from about $1 million last year. What else do I want to tell you about that? The bump in the retirement age is up to about 64 instead of 62. And most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck right now, including those making over $100,000 a year. And to pile on a little bit, the big news story out this morning, we're facing a diesel crunch here in America. We only have 25 days left of diesel supply. It's dangerously low, unacceptably low.
Why?
Just not producing enough, it sounds like.
Huh.
Which, you know where that's going to lead to? Trickle-down costs for goods. Because you know what? They got to drive those big old diesel trucks to get your avocados to the store. I know. Isn't that crazy? 25 days left of diesel. They better start making some more. What's the recipe for diesel? I'm going to make some at home in the backyard. There's a new trend this morning
sure
in makeup.
Baking soda in there somewhere.
Somewhere,
baking
yeah.
soda and everything.
Something. Newest beauty trend on TikTok this morning is to do your makeup so it looks like you just got done crying. There's a makeup artist on TikTok. She's gone viral because of this tutorial. She says that actually a lot of women think that they look really good after they cry. And if you read the comments, it's kind of a damsel in distress look is what they're going for. You got to put a lot of red blush around your eyes and your nose, some liquid glitter on your face, Dom, and then you got to jack up your eyelashes somehow to make it look like you were crying.
None of the women I know would ever want to be perceived as a damsel in distress.
With that or, like, the crying look is not good.
All the women I know would be, like, damsel who kicks your butt.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I'm like, this is cheesy. But, hey, it's trending, so that's why we're talking about it. So settle down. There's a new gadget on the way. It's going to tell you how exactly those avocados are that I just mentioned. It's called the Ripe Finder. I wish they had added a 5,000 after that. Ripe Finder 5,000. First, you got to find an avocado you might like in the store, and you put it on this scanner, and it uses artificial intelligence to tell you whether or not it's ripe. And it'll pop up on the screen and say, your avocado will be ready in 4 to 5 days. Or your avocado is ready for a salad or guacamole. Mm-hmm. And I guess the point is to cut down on food waste. So you kind of can stagger your avocados, or you're not buying one that's just completely gross and you throw it right in the trash when you get home. I don't know. Good idea, bad idea?
I think it's a pretty darn good idea.
Pretty good idea, I guess.
They need them for watermelons.
Yeah, watermelons would be good. Mm-hmm. And maybe other melons. I don't know. We are avocado heavy at the house, so I could use this machine. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. It involves a dude that has risen to social media fame because he's, like, so hot, Dom. He's known as Podium Guy. And he's back with more pictures because if you're familiar with what's going on with the Brits, they keep flying through those prime ministers over there. And every time one goes out to speak, to retire or get promoted or whatever, he comes out and puts the podium out and sets up all the sound. And he carries it out, and he's a big buff guy and he's good looking. So he's become an internet sensation, Podium Guy. Ladies and some dudes, you can check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.